Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. Now, if you haven't done so already, subscribe right down below. I'll wait while you do it. And also add me on my Instagram, which is taintedandtempted_TV, my Facebook, which is tainted_tempted podcast, and my YouTube, which is the Tainted and Tempted podcast. So I have two new guests here with me today. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and then we're going to jump right into it. But we're going to start this podcast off a little different today. We're going to start off with the artist music after he introduces themselves. Here we go. And I have.
Speaking of her work, the bell right.
Yes, and I also have
certified.
Okay, so let's hear your music. Here we go.
I gotta get loose. It's just getting started. That's why it's the first song. Back
room. Being black and broke, it be stressing me. Wonder why I'm hoodied up in the lobby with this tech on me. Look, old head, don't lecture me. You lived your life, let me live mine. Respectfully, I was in that can, it's like nobody never checked for me. It was feeling like the whole world was rejecting me. Oh, I'm dead to y'all, fuck that, y'all niggas dead to me. Thought the Lord was blocking me, whole time he was blessing me. Used me as a pawn, niggas tried to play chess with me. Told niggas suck my dick, collectively. I'm my own man, I ain't salad, you ain't dressing me. I could cook it for him, I ain't giving you the recipe. I don't even speak to niggas that play catch with me. I ain't Rock Kim, but nigga, check out my melody. Disrespect my 12-year-old daughter, I catch a felony. Watch what you say to me, little nigga, I got the sked on me. Jason born with the fifth, get it? Born legacy. And since I lost my daddy, it been weighing on me heavily. Son, go get him, that's the last words he said to me. So why let it rain on any time, nigga Gregory? Catch him on the street, turn that bird into sesame. Hit him with that 9, you know that last gun he left for me. I pray the Lord keep protecting me. Now putting that gun in my hand, nigga, tell me what's that helping me. Remember that day on my way to school, you put that gun in my hand, like what you gonna do? Go on the drill with it, kill another black man, go to jail with it. Remember that day on my way to school? You put that gun in my hand, like what you gonna do? Go on the trail with it, kill another black man, go to jail with it. It was pressure on me, daily. Pissing down the elevator shaft, ooh, I'm sorry, Miss Bailey. I hope I get a pass, there ain't no killers in the family. Let me take my ass to class for somebody tell my granny. Miss Graham show lurking, she probably tell my auntie. I try to shoot her son, he got a thing for my mammy. Hey, bye family, once you get a Grammy, that's why I'm spitting this shit so y'all can understand me. I was taught to cook coke and weed was my plan B. That's how hooks got smoked, over greed and envy. I tell you one thing, I ain't good with being friendly. All my friends is dead, that's the ones that's living in me. We was selling crack to vein, even penny. Lord forgive me for my sins, I keep it switchy. I gotta keep it with me, case niggas try to get me. But I would never let them end me. Remember that day on my way to school? You put that gun in my hand, like what you gonna do? Go on the drill with it, kill another black man, go to jail with it. Remember that day on my way to school? You put that gun in my hand, like what you gonna do? Go on the drill with it, kill another black man, go to jail with it.
Wow, that was a great song. So in your own words, what does this song mean to you?
Pressure on me.
First question, right? Boom, boom.
it's a good question because pressure on me, it's meaning like, basically like, I don't want to go that same route that I was going before. So I'm trying to change. So it's a lot of pressure trying to transition to walk a straight narrow.
That's true. You're right. It's always like that in life. I can understand. So that's what this song really means to you. It's expression where you came from, how you came out of it, and much more. That's great. And you put it all into music. Okay. So who gave you the inspiration to, first of all, did you write this song?
Yes.
Okay. So you wrote it. So you are the inspiration for this song.
Right.
Basically. Okay. Okay. All right. So who produced it? Buck Rule.
Okay. Yeah, he's produced the beat and the engineer is Chaz mixed it. LLC, that's the engineer who engineered the song.
Made the song. Okay. That's a nice song. That's really truthful.
Pressure on me.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so before we get into our topic, I want to talk about the mass shooting that occurred in Buffalo, New York, at a supermarket in the neighborhood. 10 people were killed and 3 others were injured. 11 of the victims were black. The shooter live streamed the attack on Twitch. So he live streamed the whole situation. The attacker is identified as an 18-year-old Peyton S. Giadon. He was taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder. The shooter shot 4 people in the parking lot, killing 3. He then entered the store, shooting 8 more people and killing. According to the law enforcement source, the shooter yelled racial slurs during the incident. So, what do y'all have to say about that?
It's nasty work.
Taken into custody with no scratches.
Right.
No bruises.
Pat on the back.
No blood.
Oh, my God.
Just handcuffs.
Another terrorist act.
Right. Yeah, that definitely was a terrorist act.
It was. And, you know, the main targets were black people, right?
Right.
Yes, rest in peace to all the, and my condolences right. to all the families. People. Yes.
All the fallen soldiers. All the soldiers, right. Yeah, that shit is crazy. You can't even shop anymore without getting shot.
Right. I'm scared to get on the train.
Yeah, I know. You got to get a car now, right? Shit. It's getting crazy now, you know?
Definitely scary.
Oh, God. Okay, then. So now for today's show, I want to talk about go-getters and ambitious people. Now, you, tell me about yourself and where are you from, et cetera.
Well, I come from Tongass Projects. You know, but I've been to jail. What, I did 10 years in jail, you know. So I went to jail at 23, came home 32.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
I'm just different. So
why do you say you're different?
Because I didn't come up like everybody else.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, I had to do something good because everybody else around me was like, I'm the one that they look for to do good. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand with that.
So when I do bad, it all goes bad. You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of felt it when I did that bit. So.
Everybody, the teachers right. and everything was on you, right? I can reason with that. Okay. So you're an artist. Okay. So what genre does your music fall in? People put it in.
Hip hop.
Just straight hip hop. No techno, I mean, no house music. No, I know it's not.
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, we could get to that.
We could get to that. That's all I'm saying.
The bag right. Get to that.
Okay. You know, change it up a bit. You know, I like house music. I can listen to a rap house music song. Yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. You know?
The bag, right? We can get into it. We can talk about it.
Okay. All right. So how long have you been making music? I know you said you just got home. Was it this year that you came home? Or
no, I came home in 2020.
Okay. So
in the process of me trying to like figure all the music out, like the wave that it was going and trying to stay in my own lane, like, cause I don't want to sound like everybody else.
Yeah.
And everybody in my ear, like, yo, you got
to
do this.
You got to do this to get on top. I hate that.
So I'm like, I'm rebellious. So I don't like to do what everybody else do. So I'm going to do my own thing. Now I'm going to stay in
this lane.
That's
the smart way. Yeah. Okay.
And I like to keep that because it ain't really no real rappers right now. Like, everybody, it's a whole bunch of bumblegum.
It is. They doing the same shit. That's why I said, y'all, that radio station, I listen to KTU. I need something to really stimulate my mind. Because that music, I be in the zone, like, ooh. You know, all day, the same thing. And they play the same songs. It's more songs out here now, God damn it.
It's a lot of songs they not giving a chance, either.
Yeah, right. It's a lot, yeah.
It's good ones that they ain't giving a chance. Like, I mean, I'll go for the underdog, so.
Okay.
I like everybody that they don't like. So when I listen to drill, like the Shy EKs and the Use G's and those guys, like people don't like them. So I like those type of guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right, right.
Just to see them get, like, they going hard for this and they fighting. They know what I mean? They attack, people attacking them. They going at it where they using the music. So I kind of like that.
You kind of like that, yeah.
Shout out to the Bronx, though.
Oh, man, the Bronx. Yes. Okay, then, so how did you get started within music?
Well, my family always been, like, into music. Like, I had a cousin, like, she used to sing, and I used to always jump into it. And my father, God bless, he got me like this CD DJ turntable thing, and I thought I was a DJ. I thought I was a DJ, yo. So what we did was me and my cousin, we had a microphone, we taped it to the ceiling, and we used to have this tape deck, and we used to press record, get the tapes from the 99 cent store, the corner store, record, and that's how it started. But a friend of mine that I grew up with, his older brother had passed away. And before I used to rap, I never really told nobody. But when he passed away, my cousin and them, they was in there doing it. And then I just was like, yo, you know, I want to rap.
Yeah.
And at the time, I used to be into 106 and Park.
Yeah, that was the
Freestyle
show.
Freestyle Fridays. And Poster Boy was like, I ain't going to lie, he was like killing everything. It was like him and Jen at the time, they was like killing everything for like 9 weeks straight. And I'm like, yo, he had a beat called Jurassic Harlem. Mm. And he was playing it. And I'm just like, yo, I want to do that beat. And he put it on, and I just went and freestyled. And from then, they like, yo,
keep going.
And wow. I just stayed with it.
Look how that happened. That's beautiful.
History.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then. So what gave you the ambition to start? You said your friend that passed away, that gave you. But was there anything else? Was there?
Besides? Oh, yeah. I had another friend that he also passed too. He was like, I already knew how to rap. So he like basically like showed me the format, like how to make a song. And he like basically like sat me down, showed me how to put bars. Cause I just was rapping. So he just showed me how to do bars, how to write it down on paper. Like this is how you know what I mean? This 16, this is how you make the hook. So he showed me how to make a song format. So when he put that down, and we was rapping. He took me to my first studio session, like actual studio, and we was going in. So like when he died, that's when I like started really like going hard at it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Cause
yeah.
I always had him. So when he was going in, I felt like all right,
you
they
felt like
really
yeah, they
like,
really
I,
need me.
I'm
yeah,
good.
He
so
got it.
When he died, it was like all right, now who else is gonna be? Like you gotta show up for the hood. Like you gotta do it for the hood. So.
But that's good that you even opened up in that way. Cause some people would have just been closed off and said, forget it altogether. You still decide to keep going.
No, it always happens like that. Like for me, like when something bad happened, like I always tap into music. Like I don't know what it is. Like I just always get it. I always get going in music. Like.
Yeah, that's a good strength to have, to do that. Okay. So do you have any inspirations?
Me?
Okay, excuse me. that's it? Okay. So do you ever get discouraged at times?
I mean, we all do. I mean, when I came home, like, you know, you always, when you see other people get on, you think that is fast. Like, you think, like, it's going to be a fast pace. You ain't realizing the process until now. Like, when I look back at 2 years and now, I'd be like, it's the journey. You got to enjoy the journey. And I see where I'm at now. So, I mean, it's all working out for me.
It's all, yeah. Okay. So, the answer to that question is no. Okay. Okay. All right. So where can we find your music?
I got Where Your Checks At. That's on Apple, Spotify.
Okay.
So Pressure On Me, we putting that out. That's the next one that's coming out that you just heard.
Okay, so you on Apple, you're on Spotify. Are you on SoundCloud?
SoundCloud too, yeah.
Okay, got it. And on YouTube? Are you on YouTube processes? Okay, all right. So my last question for you, if you can inspire anyone with the same aspirations like yourself, what would you say?
I mean, keep going. Like, ain't nobody else going to see your vision but you. So God give you that vision and you strongly feel that you could do it, forget what everybody else say and keep going. Do you, yo.
Okay. So now let's get to certified.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Woo! Okay. You know, I had a pharmacist that called me sir one time.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And I don't look like a sir.
No, you don't.
I know. She, you know, I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, you know, nowadays, you know, we never know what this gender stuff. Mm-hmm. Going on. You know, you got to be careful, but, you know, my apologies. Yeah.
No, I'm saying,
it's my turn. Like, yeah.
Don't worry. All right, then. So tell me certified about yourself.
From Brooklyn. I'm Hobart the Bell Rights Manager. Also, that's my brother, my friend, my family. You know, I'm a guy of many things, you know. I'm a family man, you know.
Yes.
Go getter.
You are. Because you are managing. And that is multiple hats as one. Managing takes a lot. I can only imagine. So tell us in your day-to-day how it usually goes.
Usually, you know, I do a lot of networking. Definitely speaking to him, let him, you know what lane we're going to go through, figure out, you know, what we want to do, how we want to go about certain things, and whatever he's comfortable with, whatever I'm comfortable with. I already know, if I say something, you know, it's good, we're going to do this here, we're going to be with it. Okay. 110%. So, day-to-day, you know, I just try to figure out how we're going to get by and blow up and make it to the next level.
Hey, that's the only way to think. Just what can we do? And now since we have social media now, we have the platforms to make it really go.
Yeah.
But you just have to really be consistent.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
Social media is there. It could work for you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So what made you decide to be a manager? Were you an artist first? Were you a how did it go?
No. So I actually I started out like wanting to be like in the music business. A few years ago, I actually was street teaming for J Records and Atlantic Records. So that got my little, like, my push, you know, my foot in the door, getting to know different people, learning different things. And, you know, when he been rapping, you know, we actually met at high school. So I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was, but, you know, we get to you know, it's funny. We get into that age now. Our age was like, nah, we're not going
to
tell our age.
Yeah, we starting to get there.
Yeah, but it's cool. Yeah, so we met at high school. We've been locked in, like, ever since, you know. So when he came home, I knew he always had a passion for rap and, you know, wanting to make it. So I said, yo, I got you. You know, I'm going to put my, you know, tie my shoes, put on my hat, and do what I do and get him, you know.
Yeah.
So that definitely was a push for that.
That was. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
And he's been making me proud ever since, you know?
Right. And keep on going. Don't stop. You can't get discouraged. You can't stop. You got a dream. You got a purpose. Make it happen. Yeah. Okay, sure. Then. Yes. So thank you so much for both of you for coming on to my show. I really appreciate it. You have to come back again and bless my audience with your music and your managerial skills just explained to my audience, your day-to-day life and just how to move forward with that. Yes.
That.
You're welcome. Yes. Appreciate. So thank you for the opportunity. Yes. You are so much welcome.
Thank you.
So thank you everyone for tuning in to Tainted and Tempted Podcast. I'm your host, Asia. Now, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe down below and also at my Instagram, which is Tainted and Tempted_TV, my Facebook, which is Tainted2_Tempted Podcast, and my YouTube, which is The Tainted and Tempted Podcast. Also, you can hear me on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. So you can see me visually and you can hear me audially as well. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.